This is GQDN for Thursday, January 25th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Hey, they're really good. Once you get your drink mixes, go to the checkout line, put in the word quest, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. Like I said, it's good stuff. Real good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. A lot of content up there, people. And by stackup.org. In today's news, about day four for Pow World. Huh? We got an attorney? What? And we got some news about Horizon Forbidden West. But today, if you're in our Discord, you would know that over 1,900 layoffs have happened. The following story we get from reported Wowhead by MMO Champion and by GameSpot.com. If you see what's in our Discord, go and link the one from The Verge. But like I said, 1,900 people were laid off from Microsoft Gaming. But it's not just that. Mike Ybarra and Alan Adham stepped down. So here's what Phil Spencer said via The Verge. It's been a little over 3 months since Activision, Blizzard, and King teams joined Microsoft. As we move forward in 2024, the leadership of Microsoft Gaming and Activision Blizzard is committed to aligning on a strategy and an execution plan with a sustainable cost structure that will support the whole of our growing business. Together, we've set priorities, identified areas of overlap, and ensured that we're all aligned on the best opportunities for growth. As part of this process, we have made the painful decision to reduce the size of our gaming workforce and approximately 1,900 roles out of the 22,000 people on our team. The gaming leadership team and I are committed to navigating this process as thoughtfully as possible. The people who are directly impacted by these reductions have all played an important part in the success of Activision Blizzard, ZeniMax, and Xbox teams, and they should be proud of everything they've accomplished here. We are grateful for all of the creative passion and dedication they have brought to our games, our players, and our colleagues. We will provide full support to those who are impacted during the transition, including severance benefits informed by local employment laws. Those whose roles will be impacted will be notified. And we ask that you please treat our departing colleagues with respect and compassion that is consistent with our values. Looking ahead, we'll continue to invest in areas that will grow our business and support our strategy of bringing more games to more players around the world. Although this is a difficult moment for our team, I am confident as ever in your ability to create and nurture the games, stories, and worlds that bring players together, Phil. But Mike Ybarra also said goodbye. Here's what he said on X. Quote, I want to thank everyone who is impacted today for their meaningful contributions to their teams, to Blizzard, and to players' lives. It's an incredibly hard day, and my energy and support will be focused on all those amazing individuals impacted. This is no way a reflection on your amazing work. If there's anything I can help with, connections, recommendations, etc., DM me. To the Blizzard community, I also want to let you all know today is my last day at Blizzard. Leading Blizzard through an incredible time and being part of the team, shaping it for the future ahead. It was an absolute honor. Having already spent 20 plus years at Microsoft and with the acquisition of Activision Blizzard behind us, it's time for me to, once again, become Blizzard's biggest fan from the outside. To the incredible teams at Blizzard, thank you. Words can't express how I feel about all of you. You're amazing. Continue to do incredible things and always keep Blizzard blue and the players at the forefront of every decision. To all of those impacted today, I'm always available to you and understand how challenging today's news is. My heart is with each one of you. Now, Alan Adham did not really say anything, but He was still one of the co-founders of Blizzard Entertainment back in 1991. And that's when Blizzard was known as Silicon Synapse. Now, Adam did previously leave the company in 2004, but returned in 2016. And he was made a part of the company's leadership team in 2018. And it was advanced to the executive producer. Now, Ybarra and Adam were not a part of the layoffs, but they did choose to leave Blizzard. And Microsoft will announce a new Blizzard president next week, though it has not been reported on how many of the 1,900 employees are from Activision Blizzard specifically. Now, because of this, Blizzard's untitled survival game has been canceled. And that is also via The Verge, because that was one of the decisions that was made. So here is what Matt Booty did say. Quote, "As a part of this focus, Blizzard is ending development on its survival game project and will be shifting some of the people working on it to one of the several promising new Blizzard's project has in early stages of development, which is most likely World of Warcraft, or continuously Hearthstone and Overwatch 2. We will keep our eyes on this." But they weren't the only ones laying off people. In fact, Outrider Studio did lay off 30 people themselves. This comes to us from Game Informer. So, they made the game People Can Fly, and 2021's shooter Outriders, but they laid off 30 people. Now, Kotaku did try to reach out to People Can Fly about this, and the news was confirmed by the development director, Adam Alker. And what he said was they saw their budget and the budget was shrinking. And that's why they laid off 30 people. So Alker did send out an email to those that were affected. Here goes another quote. "We understand that this decision impacts each of you, and we want to express our gratitude for your hard work, dedication, and contribution thus far. To those individuals transitioning out of the studio due to these changes, we extend our sincere appreciation for the skills and expertise you brought to the team. We will keep our fingers crossed for your next steps in the game dev and offer all our support." We're not done yet, because according to PushSquare.com, Black Forest Games said we're next. So what did they do? They laid off about 55 workers themselves. So they were the ones that made TMNT, The Last Ronin. But we gotta get out of the darkness sometime. So we'll go on to Pal World. The good news is, well, they've sold a lot. In fact, so much that IGN said, PC Gamer did say, we'll get the IGN in here in a minute, that they are now the second game in Steam history to get more than 2 million concurrent players. The second one in game history to get more than 2 million concurrent players. Yes, I said that again, because that is still major. So what did we say yesterday? About 8 million sales, and that number of players went up over 2 million, and people came back to it. That is something. But apparently there's some cheating going on in Power World. It got so big. There's a lot of cheating, because IGN said that the devs are apologizing because of the cheats. Well, the developer, Rocket Pair, went up on Steam and they confirmed that cheating is happening on the official Power World server. And they will be providing a patch shortly to try and stop it. So here's what they said at Pocket Pair. Quote, "We will continue to focus even more on security and aim to create an environment where everyone can play with peace of mind. We sincerely apologize to all players who have been affected by this incident. Thank you for your continued support of Power World." So they are looking into that. But Power World being one of the biggest games of the year so far. I wonder what Horizon Forbidden West has to say about it. So we go to WCCFTech.com and they're saying that the complete edition for Horizon Forbidden West will launch on PC on March 21st and will have DLSS 3 and direct storage support. Now, that was announced on the official PlayStation blog. And the second entry in the series will come with some new features that are not available on the PlayStation consoles. So, they will have NVIDIA DLSS3 support, AMD FSR, and Intel XeSS support, NVIDIA DLAA support, and the direct storage support for quick load times. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Now, we get to Nintendo everything, because I argue that the Apollo Justice had a brand new launch trailer. And this is where you play as the rookie, Apollo Justice, with his mentor, Phoenix Wright, in these three games. So if you have a Nintendo Switch, this might be a good one to get. Something else for you to get to. I object. Sorry, last story. If you like Mario, you might be interested in going to Macy's, because some of the Lego sets are at 20% off, and you might get some free chocolate. So yeah, we're looking at Mario, we're looking at Iron Man, Lego Technic motorcycles, maybe some Transformers. Well, they did have the Macy's Valentine's Day Lego sale. That's going on right now. So it's a lot of Star Wars, Mario World, Marvel, Harry Potter, Jurassic World, Disney, Avatar, Batman, and the prices range from about $32, these are the sale prices, to $160. I do not miss Lego, but we will miss the workers. But you know that we will keep an eye on them at Don Forge. This has been the Don Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. In their honor of all of the people that were laid off, go play some games, people.